Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With wishing your freedom, with wishing your joy, and wishing of your lightness of your existence, also the brightness, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Actually, recently, I started realizing the inconvenient truth. The inconvenient means that it's kind of confronting, although it's truth. But only if the fewer who has enough spiritual strength to accept the truth, confront the reality, can overcome, that go beyond this inconvenient truth. Well, it's not so far away from the what Shakyamuni Buddha has been saying since 2,500 years ago, and so as all those masters who left the great teachings for us. Yes, very simple fact, sooner or later, we will die. However, many people pretend themselves as we will not, as they are not. Because otherwise, you cannot plan. Well, mortgage of the house, etc. But you know, the story from the people who are told, okay, your life is one more month or one more year, whatever. Then they start to think, okay, what is priority of my life? What is most important in my life? And if you have something, that it's worth to die for, you're a really fortunate person. Worth to die for is something universal and not something you can put on the as object. Something you can put on as an object means somebody, person, or nation, or organization, whatever. Something you can die for is something infinite and forever. Something invisible. If you find the way how to connect to something infinite, something forever, and not only infinite and forever, the rich, something that increases the richness every moment, something that increases happiness every moment. No matter you live or die, if you can discover that those things, that infinite richness, forever happiness, the joyfulness exist. And by sharing the way to gain this universal, the universal happiness, universal wisdom, the light, whatever, it's worth to die for. And if that becomes the purpose of your life, if you be able to live as number one priority to live for, it means something that you can die for. You will feel that you are most fortunate person ever. In this state and the way of living, you can say, but finally you can say that you're living because you have reason to live. It's equal to you have something that worth for, something worth to die. Means that you have number one priority for your life that you can devote for. Until you live this as a number one priority, you will have to spend your life for the struggling to solve your worry for the physical life. So many people are living like this, temporarily happy and then start struggling with something to worry about, struggling, and solve and feel happy, and next worry comes. And they think, okay, someday I concentrate my practice, someday I'll devote myself for something much better meaning. But for now, I have to survive. Most important thing is that you be able to create your life as how you want to live. And to gain the power to create your future is based on that no security. I can throw away my life for this number one priority that's worth to die or worth to live. Then your life will be worth to live. The totally different view of the life arises. Totally different happiness arises. Totally different joyfulness arises. And totally many, many exciting things will happen. This is a real existence. This is a real life of the human being. Let's live a life as a human being with all those invisible devas and bodhisattvas and buddhas. Be embraced with them. They share this fortune to everybody. May you be the brightness, the freedom, and with the brightness.